Got it to work. I couldn't get it to work.
I got it to work yesterday. You put the rubber stamp on the thing that flips down the doorstep.
All right. The next matter for the court is a rules hearing scheduled for 11 o'clock this morning. Specifically, an amendment to the appendix to Chapter 1616 relating to the regulations of the Board of Bar Examiners and the acceptance of multi-state bar examination results from other states. This amendment came from the Board of Bar Examiners and related to primarily a cleanup of prior changes that were made in 2014. And making this particular appendix consistent with that, the explanation for the proposals included. The court has not received any written responses to the proposed rule change. Is there anyone here in the courtroom this morning that wishes to speak with respect to the proposed rule change? Yes, ma'am. You can come on forward. Yep. Yeah, come on forward, and you can stand at the podium. If you would just identify yourself and then indicate any information you want to give us as to the proposed rule.
My name is Michelle Fox, and I was likely, I was an appeal due to this rule. I took the South Dakota bar exam in February of 21. I passed the written. I did not pass the multiple choice. My Indian law question answer was the representative answer for South Dakota. I've done all the character and fitness. I then took the Arizona bar exam because it was where I was living at the time in July of 22. And I received a 138, which is a passing score, although I didn't receive received a 252 score. I didn't receive a 270 to be able to pass in Arizona. And so I appealed to the Board of Bar Examiners to accept my Arizona score of 138. And so I'm just here because this is really important to me, obviously. I work for Big Fire Law and Policy Group as a law clerk. I came to law later in life. I'm a mother of five. Most of the clients that I work with in our practice, about 70% of them are South Dakota-based tribes, tribal entities, and nonprofit corporations. I am an enrolled member of the Fort Belknap Indian community. I'm out of Montana, but I'm also a descendant of the Cheyenne River Sioux tribes. And so I'm very committed to the practice of law in South Dakota, and I feel that this rule change, it would help me to be one licensed in South Dakota and continue on with the firm. So thank you for your time.
Any members of the court have questions for Ms. Fox? Thank you. Does anyone else wish to speak with respect to the proposed amendment to Appendix Chapter 1616? Not seeing any other input or responses, the court will conclude the rules hearing, and the court will be in recess until tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Thank you.